Here we go, Elissa Walker-Campbell. I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Our next segment's being powered by our friends at Universal Fluids. We are truly always thrilled when you make it a point to join us right here at YSR. And it is time now to tee it up, because a few weeks ago, I was in Fort Worth. I had the distinct pleasure and honor of meeting one of the game's finest, former PGA pro and golf architect. And perhaps most importantly, he is a proud Aussie, the great Bruce Devlin. We've invited him on the show tonight to relive his amazing career on tour and as a golf pro. And also, he spent several years as a television commentator with NBC and ESPN, and of course, a golf course designer. Good evening, Bruce. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Thank you, Elissa. Nice to be with you, my dear.
Yes, sir. And there is so much to dive into, but we want to step back just a moment and reflect on the U.S. Open. That's at the forefront of my mind. I mean, Jordan Spieth, the youngest player ever to win both Masters and U.S. Open. Gosh, Bruce, he's not even 22 yet, and he's already 2-for-2 in this year's majors. What are your impressions of Jordan Spieth?
Well, I mean, he's a remarkable young man. First of all, I'd like to give credit to his mom and dad. They must be great people, too, because they've trained a boy to be a real, real gentleman. And as far as his talent is concerned, what can you say? I mean, I'm picking him to win the British Open right now.
Well, I was going to say, do you believe that his winning ways will continue? Because he's got such a great and strong foundation.
Yeah, no, I do. I think he handles himself beautifully. He's not controlled by a bunch of yes men around him, like some other players that we've seen over the years. He shows his emotions, which I think is good, and then he controls them immediately. So I think he's in for just a fabulous career.
Who does he remind you of, Bruce?
He doesn't remind me of anybody, really. I look at his golf swing, and it's a very efficient type of golf swing. He's a bigger boy than what I've originally thought he was. He's a big, strong kid, and everybody says he doesn't hit it far enough. Well, you can fool me. I didn't see any par fives that he can't get into that the other guys can get to. So I think he's one of those gems that just arrive, and I think people will start comparing themselves to him in the future.
Well, he's already had some remarkable wins and building his legacy. And, the thing that comes to my mind, Bruce, is I think to some of those post-round interviews, the U.S. Open is fresh in my mind, and then the Masters. I mean, it is truly impressive on how he handles himself in front of the camera. I mean, his humility comes through. He's polished. He's very mature. And I get a sense that he has a true understanding and respect of the game. It's phenomenal.
There's no question about that, Elissa. He does understand where he is in the game, I think, and I think he's got real, real strong desires to continue his winning ways. I've seen some of his prior tournament interviews, and the thing that I find remarkable about it is that he doesn't have a bunch of set answers like, well, let me say Tiger Woods, who's the exact opposite to him. Tiger's got his answers to whatever question. It doesn't matter what question's asked, he'll just give an answer. But Jordan directs his answer right at the question. He's not afraid to answer anything. And, I think that endears him to a lot of people, too. And you don't have to read very much to understand that the press is on his side, too.
You were listening to The Voice, former PGA Tour player, golf architect, he does it all, and television commentator. Bruce Devlin is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I mean, Elissa Walker-Campbell, we would love for you to chime in. We would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Right now, we're zeroing in on Jordan Spieth. He is shining real bright on tour. And I have to tell you, too, Bruce, you were just talking about Tiger Woods, but I think with Jordan Spieth, I mean, it is refreshing. It seems like the game of golf has needed a new face. They've needed a new voice. And I think he is a terrific role model.
Well, they got a couple of great ones now, too. If you look at Rory McIlroy, mm-hmm. too, I mean, you can't say too many unkind things about him. He handles himself beautifully. He comes from a strong family. I don't know. I think you know, let's say the Tiger and Phil are on the way out. We've got two pretty good ones to replace them.
We do, and you know, it's interesting that you mentioned Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth, of course, because I'm intrigued by this rivalry that we see budding here. What about you?
I think there's a definite rivalry coming, and I think a lot of people are really pleased that there are now two guys that have got just a tremendous amount of talent, and I think we're going to see them head-to-head quite often here in the next few years.
Okay, a few more questions about Jordan Spieth. Okay, he won the Masters, the U.S. Open, and won his first two majors on golf courses that are completely different. I mean, Chambers Bay, Augusta National. What does that say about the versatility of his game and to be able to make that type of crossover?
Well, I think, you know, he's obviously a great student of the game. He understands not only being able to carry the ball, but, you know, he plays some nice run-up shots as well. And for a young man around the greens, I don't think I've ever seen. And maybe Phil is a little bit better at some of the fancy shots around the green, but from 40 feet in, I don't think I've ever seen a better putter in my life.
Bruce Devlin with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell as we recap the U.S. Open. Chambers Bay, that's a tough course, links-style course. Do you think a major will return there ever again?
No. I think the whole presentation was sort of awkward. The greens looked shocking. The golf ball was rolling all around. I think the USGA, you know, I applaud them for going out of the box a little bit, but my sense is they're going to come right back in the box. I don't think they're going to go to Chambers Bay again unless they change the grasses on that golf course. I just don't see them playing another Open there.
Hey, Bruce Devlin, you're listening to The Voice right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He has got an impressive resume. Former PGA Tour player, golf architect. We know him well. Australian professional golfer. In fact, turned pro in 1961, and he joined the PGA Tour in 1962. So just around the corner is St. Andrews next month, the British Open. A ton of pressure, and all eyes will certainly be on Jordan. What do you think his chances are to be able to continue to stay focused, stay in the present, and not allow the pressure to get to him?
Maybe the old course at St. Andrews will be the time that we see Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth head to head coming down the last day. They're both very talented players. They can hit some remarkable golf shots. I don't know how many times I've played the old course, but I first played it back in 1958. So that'll tell you it's been a long time ago. And the golf course, you know, it's got a little bit longer, but the actual, you know, the belly of the golf course hasn't changed. It still requires you to keep going left all the time. That's something that Jordan Spieth can do very easily. He can turn the ball from right to left. I got him as the favorite to win the British Open, personally. I think he may go 3 for 3 this year.
Special conversation with former PGA Tour player Bruce Devlin, who's been with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to play the second portion on our July 4th weekend program. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.